I'm Larissa Donovan with a special edition of the Up North Report. Northern Minnesota is in need of thousands of new housing units by 2035. Between affordable rental units, first-time buyer homes, and even senior living, hundreds of builds are needed to keep up with demand. Nate Dorr with the Greater Minnesota Housing Fund is working with developers and local leaders to help meet that need. Hear parts of our conversation about a local housing study recently commissioned with Beltrami County and Samford Health.
The American Community Survey and the census data is just key data. We have fundamental data that a lot of decisions are made on. And so that's the first place we go to look for how many households are in your county, in your community, what the household income is, who can afford different types of housing, is your population going up or down? It's really where we start with census data.
It looks like we need housing all across the board up here in Northwest Minnesota. Is that a fairly accurate statement?
Yeah, I haven't seen really any community that doesn't need housing or isn't showing growth in housing. Population may go up or down in a community, but the number of households, so the number of housing units, is going up because we're seeing a lot more one and two person households that could be empty nesters or people downsizing from their larger homes and looking for smaller units. And it could be new people that are either moving to town for workforce, or it could be students, just a variety. And so we're seeing kind of more demand for smaller units.
Right. And so one bedroom, two bedroom, there was so much information in this study that was done. I was really impressed with how detailed it was with like specific units needed and what type. There doesn't seem to be a lot of room for like mobility.
Interest rates are keeping people in their homes longer, and also the lack of supply out there. Like, where would you go if you sold your place? There's not always a good option. But yeah, people are kind of sticking with their homes because they got a nice interest rate 8-10 years ago or whenever it is. Now, of course, we've seen home values go up quite a bit. And so it's hard to essentially time the market and know what's good. We talk about the missing middle, which is kind of those households that can afford the rents but can't quite afford home ownership. What are the ways we can get people into home ownership? Because there is just a preference out in rural areas to have home ownership. And when we talk to city councils and planning commissions, they just want kind of home ownership. They're less interested in rentals.
But there's like a huge demand for some renter worker housing. Like, I read that employees that come to the area have to live in hotels because they can't find a rental. Doesn't seem like a long-term solution.
No, not at all. Not if you want people to stay in your community and the kids to go to school and generate tax revenue in the school district and all sorts of things. So using the study and data towards action, bringing people together and to talk through solutions, we're starting to see that blossom now here in the spring as we go into construction season. So some funding and financing is loosening up. There's lots more conversation with the Beltrami County Comprehensive Plan that Headwaters Regional Development Commission recently completed and is working on for the city. There's so many partners in housing that the more conversations you're in the mix with and getting it closer and closer to financing, it takes, 3 to 5 years a lot of times to get these housing projects done.
Since it takes so long, like, when are we going to move from the study to the build? It seems like a lot of this may have been long overdue.
Yeah, no kidding. We're playing catch up, I think, from the 2007, 2008, 2009 recession that really put us behind the curve on putting up new units. Who's going to take the risk to buy the land or secure the land, to take out some debt, to finance the project, and then to bring in renters, home buyers? In that maybe 1 to 5 years of lending, and how can they recoup the costs when we can't charge as high rents as we can in the metro area? Mm-hmm. The cost of construction is the same.
Housing projects on the horizon in the Bemidji area include rebuilding a neighborhood of affordable townhomes, rebuilding a senior disabled apartment building, and a new build for 6 units of market rate housing. That's it for this special edition of the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Larissa Donovan, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is sponsored by Woodland Bank, dedicated to serving local businesses, families, and nonprofits in our area since 1920. You can find more information online at woodland.bank.